Yeshaya Perek Samach Vav, the final chapter in Sefer Yeshaya, after we've taken our very long journey together through 66 Perukim. Le'ili Nishmas Avi Mori Pesach David Ben Avraham Nata. So this final Perek is seen in different ways by different people. Rabbi Hirsch points out, and we've been quoting him a lot all the way through, the concluding chapter of the Sefer forms a counterpart to the introductory chapter. So we started off with Chazon Yeshayo Ven Amotz, and we saw insights into the conditions prevalent in the Jewish kingdom, which brought about the call to the Navi and his mission. The final parak contains a sort of summary of all divine words and messages conveyed to the people by Yeshaya, as we have seen all the way through. So it's a guide to understanding and appreciating the course of history. It also helps, as many Mefarshim point out, that this parak is the parak that we lane on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. It's the Haftorah that ends V'hayah midei Chodesh b'chad show, the month upon month, and Shabbos upon Shabbos, when everybody will bow down before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this last parak is also a rebuke. It's a mussar to Klal Yisrael for missing the point, as we so often have throughout Sefer Yeshaya. Ko Amar Hashem. Thus Hashem says, Hashomayim kisi, the heavens are my throne. Ve'aretz hadon ragloi, and the earth is my footstool. Ezeh vayis asher tivnu li, which is the house that you will build for me? Ezeh makom menuchasi, and which is the place of my rest? So Klal Yisrael has great veneration for the Beis HaMikdash, of course, Rav Schwab points out. Great reverence. But the problem is, if we just confine it to a building and try to confine HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are completely misunderstanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is too large, kivayachol, cannot be contained by any house. He doesn't need the sacrifice. The Beis HaMikdash is the temple of us, is the center for Klal Yisrael, but it's supposed to focus us, our hearts, our minds, our spirituality. But the problem is, while we are burning karbanos on the Mizbeach, we are burning evil in our own hearts, says the Me'am Loes. Do we mend our ways? Do we use the Beis HaMikdash properly? No, of course we do not. And so as a result, the wicked of his generation are being rebuked. Hashem is saying, Rashi says very specifically, he says openly, Eini tzarech lebeis hamikdash shelachem. I don't need your Beis HaMikdash. I don't need your temple. This is also a parallel to the tefillah Shlomo HaMelech made when he dedicated the Beis HaMikdash in Melachim Aleph Perches, where he says, behold, the heaven of heavens cannot contain HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be contained, cannot be limited, is a message that, in a manner of speaking, without meaning to be, but it mocks our limited understanding of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. The physical universe has billions of stars, has billions of galaxies, and it's something greater than we are, and yet we do not assign that greatness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way that we should, which is a lack of respect. That's called Eila Yodi Asasa. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues in Pasuk Beis, all of these my hand made, Vayuchal Eila Ne'um Hashem. And all of these have come into existence because of me. Dalze Abit. And to this one I will look, El Oni Unechei Ruach, to someone who is poor, of a crushed spirit, B'chared Al Divari, but who hastens, who hurries, to try to do my bidding. So all of these people, with all of their, the Askanim, with their names on the entryways to the Beis HaMikdash, these people who come, and they give big fancy Bikurim in their big fancy gold baskets, and we're trying very hard, but it's the contrite of spirit, it's the lowly of spirit who are the ones who are approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, who are doing tshuva, who are trying to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the proper manner. So the problem is, Israel's great challenge, says Rabbi Hirsch, is the attainment of moral heights that proclaim the divine presence to an admiring world. He says over and over again that we're supposed to be an exemplar to the rest of the world. And yet, our behavior betrays how we really feel. Gimel shochet hashor makya ish. The guy who slaughters an axe is like somebody who is smacking a person. It's like hitting another person. You slaughter an, did I say axe? You slaughter an ox to sacrifice it, but you haven't done tshuva. So it's as if you are killing somebody. Zoveach haseh oreif kelev. Someone who slaughters a lamb It's just as if he's beheading a dog. Are you offering me dogs? You say you're offering me an appropriate carbon, but is it really? Male mincha dam chazir. When you bring a carbon mincha, a meal offering, it's like offering the blood of a swine, of a pig. Mazkir levonam of arei chaven. The offering of incense is like offering evil. They think that all God wants is lip service. All God wants is just for you to show off that you're giving what you give, but you don't have him in your heart. Gamhema bacharu b'darcheihem. They choose their own ways. Uvishikutzehem nafsham chafetza. And they desire their abominations. Their shkatzim, their amasim, their creepy, crawly sort of desires that they have. They're not even sinning out of passion. It's out of spite. Dalad gamani evchar b'sa'alu lehem. Well, I too will choose their mockeries. I too will choose to trouble them. Umaguro sam avilohem. And to bring upon them that which they fear. Yan karasi ve'enone dibarti velo shameyu. I called and no one answered. I spoke and no one heard. Vayasu hara ve'enai uvasher lo chafatzti bacharu. And they did that which was evil in my eyes and chose that which I did not desire. So we learned this on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and we don't really pay close attention to the words, which is a shame, because these words are not meant to just reassure us on Rosh Chodesh that, yeah, we can all celebrate and everything is going to be great. We have to be careful. The mockery, says Rabbi Hirsch, is a sarcastic display of mockery. It's not a mollifying gesture when rebels worship in the Beis HaMikdash, but don't mean it. Finally, hey, Shimu Devar Hashem. Hacharedim el dvaro. Listen to the word of God, you who fear his words. And charedim, of course, is a word that we use for an entire sect of Jews at this time and place. But, you know, even charedim need to be listening carefully to the word that is their namesake. Trembling. Amru achechem son eichem menadechem. Your brethren who hate you, who cast you out, said, Laman shemi yichbad Hashem. V'nirav simchaschem v'hem yevoshu. We will see your joy and they will be ashamed. So says the Navi, the transgressors of Klal Yisrael, the wicked, say, don't come near me. Some say the wicked means B'nai Esav. The Jewish people's kinsmen, Yishmael, Edom, say that God is honored through them. Edom, the Christian church, Yishmael, the Muslim religions, they all claim to be for the glory of God and that they were chosen by God. And they are the heir to the future rejoicing and they'll rejoice at our downfall. But their hopes are going to be dashed. Their premature rejoicing is going to be put to shame. They will be ashamed when the time comes. But if it's Rishei Klal Yisrael, that's even worse.